Welcome back. Thanks for listening in. Right, before I start going on about things, let's just pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and glory yours, now and forever. Amen. Right, last episode, I spoke about my meeting, talking with the angel that preceded Jesus, and he came by requesting some stuff, some food and water. And upon reflection, it wasn't, they may have, but I think, you know, God is all-knowing, and he knew I was going to be out. He knew that I wasn't going to have any filtered water or fresh fruit. Well, I hope he knew. Surely. But, we're on the next episode now. So, I was about 23 at the time, 22, somewhere around there. So the next encounter in my life with a different being, some people call them demons, some call them angels, some call them the fallen, there's holy angels and fallen angels, and Nakash, the serpent kind. Yeah, I've encountered Nakash. The memories came back to me. In fact, in one of my episodes, I'm talking about a guy that managed to change my memories and speech abilities and understanding of English. I was speaking German when I went in, and when I came out, I was speaking English and had forgotten German. And so that was kind of freaky. So, you know, it's nothing new to me. And for a lot of people in the world, they know that these beings exist. And me doing these episodes and these short talks and of my experiences is just to put it out there, to help other people to affirm they're not nuts. And there's a lot of us, and these things are real, okay? Even though a lot of people say that we're all just nuts, but hang on, you know, there's probably thousands and thousands of us. We can't all be wrong. So that's the purpose of this, in a bit of a future account, when things all turn to shit, because it is turning to shit soon. It's already shit. The world has gone a bit fucked, for lack of a better description. Yeah, so, next thing. So life goes on. Work hard, raise our children. We moved to a few different places. Nothing different. Until we went from Rotorua to far north to Hamilton. And that was when I had my first meeting, that I recognized, was with Nakash. And he kind of got, I think he was slightly disturbed, or interrupted. because, okay, basic, the Nakash are descended of the original serpent of the Garden of Eden, okay? I done an episode on it in the first season, and you can look it up yourself. It's right there in Genesis, when God's handing out the curses to Adam, Eve, and the serpent. And his curse was to each individual and their seed thereafter. That's what it says. Their descendants, okay? Their children. And the serpent got his. Was to slither on his stomach and to eat the dust of the earth, okay, and his seed thereafter. So he was walking at one point. It's in the DNA. He was actually walking. And he was the most well-spoken in the garden. Meaning he was the most intelligent of all the beasts. So all the beasts could speak at one point. But he was just the smartest of them all. And so his descendants, logically, they've had a lot of time to manipulate genetic code and get their arms and legs back. So it would stand to reason that if he was a descendant, which he was, of the original cast out of heaven, that they would have abilities. And he did. Now, remembering the guy that changed my memories when I was a kid, they got the ability to change and manipulate your memories. And he did that to me, this one of them. Well, this is the second one. I actually had a third encounter with them. Two of them were in Hamilton, one when I was a kid in a school. So the second one was on Gordon Road. There's a toilet block. Really close to a church with a cemetery on the Hamilton side of Gordon Road. And on the northern side of Gordon Road, so that's on the southern side of Gordon Road, of this car park. So car park's in the middle. Hamilton side being the southern side, has a church and a cemetery right next to the church. And on the northern side of the car park, there was a little shopping center. Okay, so I'd gone to the shopping center, got some food. There's like a dairy there. I got a bit of food and I was on my way back into town to a job, a second job. I was coming from one out in Gordon and I was on my way back. And I pull into this car park because I need to use the loo. Now, remembering this Nakash is the seed, he's the seed of the original serpent, okay? So they must have known I was going to be there. Surely. Or it was just by sheer luck that I ran into him and it was just my bad luck day, okay? But what he didn't count on, I suppose, was there was a car with a guy in it who yelled out and interfered whatever he was doing. So I'm going to go into this toilet and this dude walks out up to me. I remember that much. I didn't even make it to the toilet. He's coming to walk out towards me. He's got glasses on. Can't see his eyes. That's one thing I've learned about them is they all wear glasses. All three of them were covering their eyes at all times. And so I'm just standing there. So I see him coming out, and then when I snap out of it, I'm just standing there looking at the toilet. There's this guy in the car next to me trying to get my attention, yelling out to me, "Hey, hey, hey, hey." I says, what happened? He says, the guy came out of the toilet talking to you, and now you're just frozen still. He just walked off. He says, what? The guy came out of the toilet, he said to me, and he was talking to you, and you're frozen. I don't know what he'd done to you, but he's just gone that way. And so I went to run after him to find out who the hell this dude was. I didn't catch. I seen him. I seen his back walking into the cemetery around the corner of a church. He was gone. There was a groundsman. And I went and I yacked to the groundsman and said, "Hey, did you see where that guy went?" He said, "Oh, I didn't see any guy." So I thought, oh, shit. So he's obviously got vanished like all the other angels did. So the descendants have the same abilities, or some, maybe not all, but some of the abilities of their forefathers. So that was the second time, and it was a guy driving into the car park that interrupted what this fellow was doing, or what this Sir Nakash was doing, called Nakash. I don't know where that comes from. I'll have to look it up one day. Doesn't really matter where it comes from. It's a good term. It's a good name. And so that was in Hamilton. We weren't there long. We were there for about 4 years. And I think that was in the first year we were there, I think. I was subcontracting to a guy that lived out there. And I think second year we were there, same thing. Gordon Road. It's a road that leaves Hamilton out into the country and goes all the way past all the townships through farmlands. So it's quite quiet, unsuspecting. The second time, though, was near a mechanic shop. There's this mechanic shop on Gordon Road, a lot closer to the a giant roundabout on Gordon Road. There's this huge roundabout that goes onto what's called the Ring Road of Hamilton, and one of the roads that off the Ring Road is Crosby Road. And I used to live just off Crosby. And so there's a mechanic shop right on the corner of another road. I forgot what the other one's called, but there's only one mechanic shop on Gordon Road, close to Hamilton, city outskirts. Doesn't even look like a mechanic shop. It just looks like some run-down old building. There's a lot of dodgies that live out that way, which is probably why the Nakash pick that particular road to do whatever they do. And on both occasions, I felt this weird urge to pull over and see what the fuck's going on in those areas. And Nakash were there. Both times. I don't know why they were there. I think the Nakash were there for some other reason. And maybe I kind of had a gut feeling that something was fucked up. And so I pull in to try and find out and have a look. And just something dodgy is going on in the area. So I pulled into this gravel sort of verge car park. It's verge / car park in front of two buildings and a mechanic shop. It's like two houses next to each other and a mechanic shop. I'm right in the corner of this road, and it's quite a large gravel area. You could fit like three trucks in there with trailers. And so I pull in right in the middle of this big gravel thing, and there's no one else there, just my car. I hop out and I look around, and he wasn't there. When I pull in, there was no one there. The mechanic shop was closed. The gates to the houses were closed. There were no other cars. I pull in, gut feeling something's fucked up. I've got a bad habit of just looking and not even thinking. And so I pull in, looking for some fucked up shit, and I found it. He wasn't there to start with, though. I hop out of my car, walk around a bit, turn around, and he's there, right there. Fucking, I'd spin around, fuck, he's there in my face. I'm frozen again. But he can't do anything. I think there might have been the same dude. I'm not sure. Had different clothes on this time, and I remembered. And his glasses were different this time. First time, I remember, I got a glimpse, like a 1 second glimpse, at what he was wearing, and his glasses, they were black. Second time, silver. No. The silver ones were the first guy in the school. Second one was black glasses. Third time it was black glasses, sorry. No, I spun around. He did have black glasses on, but they were a different kind of black glasses. he had like these covers on the left and the right. Smaller lenses, different bridge across the nose. Yeah, second encounter, he had large, like, what do you call them? Aviation. Black aviation. They weren't silver, but they were shaped like aviators. The first, the cash in the school, he did have silver aviators on, though. And the third time, he had, like, some gangster-style like black glasses on. And they were pretty cool, actually. I ended up getting a pair many years later. But yeah, he looked a bit different the second time. I don't know if it was the same guy or a different one. Actually, I think it was a different one. He was shorter. The second guy was taller. The third guy was shorter. I was taller than the third guy. The second guy was taller than me. I could clearly see him as he was going through the cemetery. And so, a third Nakash, but this Nakash, he kind of slipped up. The first one simply asked me, "Sprechen Sie Deutsch?" I said, "No, don't know what that means." He explained it to me, and then he left. That was it. He just sort of upped and walked out. I said, "Bye, gotta go." It was actually quite polite. He might not even have been a Nakash for all I know. But he probably was if he could manipulate my memories like that. And the second one, fuck knows what he was doing. Never did get anything out of him. He was like, way. But the third time, I did hear him say, "You're an untouchable." He couldn't do anything to me. He's called me an untouchable. And it wasn't until many years later that I figured out what he meant. Because I'm owned by Jesus. And so to this day, I know what it means now. He wasn't allowed to do anything much of anything to me. Because Jesus owns me. And so, on that note, I've looked at a lot of videos about Muslims saying that Jesus was not the Son of God, trying to disprove it, trying to prove that he was a prophet. He's just a man. But if I was owned by Jesus, then the Nakash could have done whatever he wanted. But he couldn't. So that holds some weight. Yeah, and an angel preceded him. 2 times in my life, I've seen that. So yeah, that was my, those are the 3 Nakash experiences that I had. I've heard many stories from other people about Nakash, and they know what they are and what they can do. One guy was saying to me he's seen Nakash in a pub before, sitting in a booth, telling people to come over, and he just says to them, "Oh, give me your cash," and they give him his cash, and then he says to them, "You didn't have any, you were broke." So they walk off, and he tells them to go away, and their memories were changed of being broke, is what this fella said. He said he just sat there watching in amazement, doing it to quite a few people, saying, "Oh, give me your necklace," and then the guy changes the person's memory, saying, "You know, you didn't have a necklace." He changes their memory simply by speaking it. And when you look in the Bible and how God spoke to Moses, telling Moses to strike the rock with your stick, tell the water to come forth. And then he told Moses a second time, speak to the rock. But Moses didn't. Moses struck it because it was a familiar action. The Nakash can do this naturally because they are descended of a fallen. They know this to be, that they can simply speak it and the person's memory will be changed. I think it's probably a genetic thing. I'm willing to bet it's a genetic thing that they just naturally inherited it through their gene. Is what I'm thinking it is. But yeah, it's quite a scary thing to know that these Nakash are around and they can simply speak something to you and it changes your memory. So anyway, that's that episode. I'm going to close and leave it at that. Right, Psalms 23. Oh, change the pages a bit. I still haven't memorized it. I've still got to look at the Bible. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lay down in the green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.